Session 7, Family Worship and Evangelism. So in this last session, I want to discuss one of the most overlooked benefits of family worship, and that is how it will necessarily create opportunities for evangelism in your home. So I've encouraged you throughout this course to make family worship a daily practice in your own home. And one of the secrets to making family worship a daily habit is to practice it at the same time and in the same way each day. Now, what does this have to do with evangelism? Well, whoever is in the house at that time is invited to family worship, whether they're Christians or not, whether this is the first time we've ever met them or they're longtime friends, they're encouraged to join us for family worship. So at my house, for instance, we have family worship after dinner. And so whenever we have guests for dinner, no matter who they are, as we're wrapping up the meal, I just turn to them and I explain family worship to them. I say, after dinner, we have family worship. We gather together, we read the Bible, we pray in response, and we sing in response. Please join us. And this has led to incredible stories of Christians being built up and non-Christians asking really good questions about God after the Bible reading. So you might think that you can't have family worship when non-Christians are in your home, because it's just going to be awkward, or it's going to bring up weird topics. And in my own experience, it really isn't awkward at all, because I just explain this is what our family does every night, and you're welcome to be included today. But even if it is awkward, it's worth it. In the first session, I explained that God's word never returns void, that God wants to do an incredible work in the life of your family, and he's going to do it through his word as you open the Bible in family worship. But the Bible doesn't just have the power to change your life and the lives of your children. It has the power to change the lives of the non-believers that you know. So God wants to do an incredible work in the life of your family and through your family, and he's going to do it through his word as you open the Bible in family worship. Family worship is an incredible activity for evangelism. It's a great way to move the conversation towards things of God when you're having dinner or having non-Christians in your home. It's a non-intrusive way to open the Bible and unleash God's sword and let it do work in your home on the lives of people that don't know him. I want to thank you so much for joining me for this teaching series. I really hope it was helpful as you consider starting or improving your own habit of daily family worship. And I hope you'll consider using resources from God-Centered Family to help you make family worship a daily practice in your own household. You can download a free week of family worship guides at godcenteredfamily.org/free. That's godcenteredfamily.org/free. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Start a youth out on his way. Even when he grows old, he will not depart from it." Friends, every time you gather your family for family worship, you are planting seeds in the lives of your children that will, by God's grace, bear fruit for a lifetime. What a blessed opportunity. Blessings to you and your family. God bless.